KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have light snow, and it's 30 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up 2/10 of additional snowfall since 7 a.m. for a total of 4.7 inches. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. A reminder that a winter storm warning remains in effect for another 55 minutes or so for most of the KJAN listening area, with the exception of Adams, Union, Ringgold, and Taylor counties, where a winter weather advisory is in effect until 9 a.m. Most of the area schools in our listening area have canceled classes for today. That does include Atlantic, ACGC, AHSTW, Audubon, also CAM, Coon Rapids Bayard, Creston, Denison Slushwig, East Mills, Exira EHK, Essex, Fremont Mills, Griswold, all canceled classes for today. IKM Manning, Harlan, Lenox, Logan Magnolia, Missouri Valley, Nottoway Valley, Orient, Maxburg, and Panorama. Also Red Oak, Riverside, Slushwig, Shelby County Catholic, Southwest Valley, Stanton, Traynor, Tri-Center, and Underwood have all canceled classes for today. The only school that is starting 2 hours late, according to the latest information, is Clarinda. Also no school today at West Central Valley, West Harrison, and Woodbine. No Atlantic Jack and Jill preschool this morning at the Y. No Atlantic Head Start. And Southwestern Community College and Iowa Western Community College have canceled their classes for today. Other weather-related notes, no fitness classes this morning at the Nishna Valley Y. Also, the Atlantic News Telegraph will be delivered late this morning. MALA employees' first shift will have a delayed start time. They'll work from 10 a.m. until 3:30 today. There's also the no SWTA or service or SWTA taxis until 10 a.m. today. And no congregate meals or meals on wheels in Audubon and Exira. And finally, the Southwest Valley Blood Drive at the Activity Center in Corning. That has been postponed to a date yet to be determined. In state news, Governor Kim Reynolds has approved legislation providing a nearly $90 million state funding boost to public K-12 schools in Iowa.
This new education funding helps us continue moving forward to get our young people ready for the challenges of the 21st century economy. And that's why education is and will continue to be a top priority.
One bill increases the state's per pupil spending on public schools by just over 2%. And the other bill, per pupil spending in 170 districts, is boosted by $5 per student to correct an inequity in the state's school funding formula. There's nearly $8 million in that bill, as well as to increase state spending on school transportation budgets to help rural districts struggling to pay for busing students to and from school.
I want to commend lawmakers for their quick action on school funding this session. Having these bills to me in February will definitely help Iowa school districts better prepare for the next school year.
School boards are required by law to certify their budgets for the next academic year by mid-April. A state law requires the legislature to make the basic decision on school funding by mid-February, but there is no penalty for missing that deadline. Lawmakers have often been tardy in taking final votes on school spending plans. The Audubon School Board on Monday approved the sale of a small parcel of land on the south end of the elementary school playground, and that is not used by the district and extends pretty much right up to a house that's next door. Superintendent Brett Gibbs said the parcel sold for $500.
It used to be an old alleyway that at some time way back when was given to the school when they closed the alley. Matter of fact, we didn't even know it belonged to us until we fixed up our playground here probably 4 or 5 years ago, and that's when we found out that our property actually went over that far. We did not extend our playground all the way to the edge of our property because that would have put our fence right up against that house.
And that home, he said, is for sale.
The people who may be interested in purchasing it would like to be able to put in a driveway so they could put a garage in back. I believe it has a one-stall garage is all. They'd like to put an additional garage in the back. We had to follow procedure in order for that land to come up for sale, and that's the potential homeowners did make an offer to the board on the land, and the board accepted that offer. And so we'll be selling a strip of land there. It's like 20 foot by 140 foot. It's up to the purchaser to cover all costs. It was one of the stipulations was that it would not cost the school any funds at all for exchange of land.
And he said the entire process should be wrapped up within the next month and the sale of the house can proceed. In other business, Superintendent Gibbs said the Audubon School Board approved the 2019-2020 school calendar with a start date on August 23rd. A wrinkle in the calendar this coming year adds a week-long spring break in March in order to accommodate the band trip to the southern U.S., which is something they do every 4 years, and 2019-20 is the year for that trip under the schedule.
They used to go to Florida, I think this last time they went to Texas or somewhere, and they go down and it's a fun trip for the kids, and they march and do the amusement park thing and whatever. And that's money raised through the band boosters.
The change essentially puts the district right up to the end of May 2020 to finish the school year. And the Audubon School Board Monday accepted the initial proposal from the Audubon Education Association's bargaining unit, representing the district's teachers. Both public meetings on the proposals will take place during the board's next regular meeting on March 18th.
You know, the two public meetings don't take long. The first one, the association will make their opening proposal. Board accepts it, and then the second one is the board making their opening proposal, and then that's it. So, you know, each one takes just a couple minutes. There's no language being bargained this year. It's salary only. That'll make those two public meetings even shorter. And then following that, then we will be free to establish the first meetings for the exempt sessions where the two groups meet in private to discuss salary for next year.
Mr. Gibbs said also the Audubon School Board agreed to hire Kelsey Griffith as elementary special education teacher for the coming year. That still leaves four openings to fill in the district. And he said they hope to have an announcement this Friday morning on who they've hired as a middle school, high school principal. You may recall we told you Eric Traeger, the 5th through 12th grade principal, was hired as superintendent to succeed Gibbs at the end of the current school year. Gibbs had earlier announced his resignation as superintendent and retirement at the end of the year. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.